I worked at ICI in the publicity department.
Right.
And that was in 1959. Mm. Yes, and I was there till our son was born in 67.
And was there a good social life?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Mm. There was the drama club, which I didn't go to that at all. But there was the cricket, and we used to go and make the teas and all that there. I don't remember ever going off to cricket matches in other places. It was all just on site. But ICI had a fantastic social. There was the polo club too. They used to play polo down, water polo down at Stanborough. And then there was the ICI sort of fun days and sports days and things like that. Mm. So,
it was good social life.
Oh, it was fantastic.
So did you, once you were working, was most of your social life revolve around ICI?
Not really, no. It was mainly around the Methodist Church in Ludwick Way.
Right.
The youth club started there, as far as I can remember, in about 1958. And that, we used to do an awful lot with that. Being one of the older ones, I was on the committee, and we had badminton there, which we played a lot at, I seem to remember, twice a week. Mm. And then, there'd be all sorts of activities going on a Sunday during the summer. In the afternoon, we'd go for long walks and have picnics and just, again, discovering Hertfordshire, really. Mm. We also did a couple of night hikes, and they were all night long walking. The best thing that I can remember of that is smelling the bacon and eggs and sausages that were being cooked in a field. We couldn't actually see them, but we could smell them. And I can remember running down the field to eat these sausages because we had been walking all night.
Fantastic.
And it was all good fun, you know. And we go up to the MARC once a month in London. And that was at Central Hall, obviously, in London. And it was fun just going on the train with people. And another thing we used to do too, a group of us went off to Dunstable Downs quite regularly when the little Luton line was still running. And we'd go up there and spend the day up there and have good fun. With there was roller skating and all sorts of things up there in those days.
And how many of you would be in the group?
Oh, there'd be about 10, 12 of us.
Right, mixed?
Oh, yes, totally mixed, yeah.
Were your family members of the church?
Yes.
Is that how you got involved?
Yes, yes, yes. My father was a Methodist local preacher.
Oh,
so, I've been brought up in the church,
yes.
So
So do you remember the names of some of the people that were there at the time with you?
Oh, yes. Alex Swain, whom we still see regularly, and his wife Hazel. Oh, crikey, what was her surname? Campbell, Hazel Campbell. There was Susan Whitehead. Roderick Knight, his father, I think, was the headmaster of the special school for...
Yes,
next
to Stanborough, near Stanborough.
No, no, not there. No, in... crikey, but I could take you there and I can't think the name of it. Near Old Welling.
Oh, right.
And they had, was it cystic fibrosis? And people were in calipers. Also, we used to go for dancing lessons with them, which again was quite fun because a lot of them, although they were very, very bad on walking, they laughed about it. And if they fell over, well, we were all in hysterics. But we used to, we'd socialise with them. Who else was there? Colin Johnson, Andy Smiles. Colin Johnson's father was the Boys Brigade leader at the church. Andy Smiles, who else? Oh, there was a girl called Maureen, and I can't for the life of me think of her surname. Mm. But there was, a good mix of us. Oh, John Piddock, he was there. I can't think of any. Oh, Ian Anderson, he's still around. See him in the Garden City quite often.
Yeah. So it was a family
setup.
Yes,
yeah. It was, yeah. Yes.